Can you tell us a little bit about your background? You grew up in South Korea. Were you born into a musical family?
No, not at all. I just played the piano as a hobby since when I was six, because my parents just asked. And when I was a child, just learning the instrument was like very normal for everybody in Korea.
Yeah. When did you start to think that you might do this for your career?
From the beginning, I really like playing and listening to classical music. So at that time, I didn't know what it is about the concert pianist or professional musician, but somehow I just wanted to become a musician.
So, of course, everybody knows you from the Chopin competition in 2015, and you were the first South Korean pianist to win that competition. How did that change your life and your career? Was it completely different for you after that?
Well, yeah. The reason I participated in the Chopin competition was I wanted to build up my career in Europe and in America, of course, in Asia. And, of course, it gave me a lot of opportunities. And I can say, yeah, it changed my life a lot.
So you're still the reigning champion, actually, because they don't do that Chopin competition again until a couple of more years.
Ah, yeah.
So this is your first recording of music by Mozart?
Yeah.
There's a lot of Mozart out there for you to choose from. Why did you choose these three works in particular?
The idea was record one concerto and the rest solo piece. And I wanted to record this D minor concerto because I think this is the most special and unique concerto by Mozart.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are only two concertos which is in minor key, and this is the one. Normally, people think Mozart's music is just beautiful and just pure and humorous, but this concerto has quite dark feeling and frightening and dramatic.
Are you more attracted to the drama than to the light?
Of course, I like both sides, but this concerto is quite special. It's really like a Don Giovanni, the opera.
Yeah, it is very operatic, and it has a very long introduction that sounds like you are about to step on stage and sing an aria.
Yeah.
Do you feel that when you perform it?
Yeah, I always feel the Mozart music is really like an opera.
Talk a little bit about the drama in Mozart, and how do you create that on the piano? Because, you know, a singer has to decide how to use their voice, but you have the piano, which is an instrument. How do you affect it and make it sing?
I think the timing is quite important, because when the singers sing, they somehow has to breathe. So same as piano, same as pianist. Some people think like classical era music, you have to just play strictly, but I don't agree with them.
Mm.
Somehow you have to take some time, or I cannot say it's like rubato, but timing, I think the timing is important. Just play like a singing.
This concerto number 20, there are three movements and they're very different. What is the story being told here? Because it starts very dark and stormy, but where does it go from there?
The second movement is really opposite, I think. It's very emotional, but not in a dark way. It's light, and it is written romance. So somehow it's romantic and also very pure. So the second movement is quite contrary to first and the last movement. And the last movement is quite virtuosic movement and lots of fireworks. But there's some emotion which is, I can say, quite lonely and sad.
Mm.
But in the end, it ends up with major key. So
yeah.
Mozart always give us a lot of humor. So his music has everything, and he's really genius.
Yeah, a happy ending in that concerto. I've read interviews with you where people have asked you, you know, what composer would you like to have met? And you say, you know, all of them. But if you had Mozart in front of you, what would you want to know from him?
Actually, I really want to know. I just want to talk with him and see his personality.
Mm.
I think he's real genius. Every composer doesn't have to be genius. And, you know, there are a lot of great composers who are not genius, I think. But I think Mozart is a real genius in a way. And probably I'll ask him to play something for me.
Yeah, that would be a good question to ask Mozart. Is it really important for you to try to imagine what was going on in the composer's mind, what he intends with the music, or do you just do your own thing?
Of course, I always try to understand the intention of by composers, but it's not possible to understand 100% of their concept. So we're just trying to get close to.
You also have two piano sonatas that you chose, and they're, I would say they're very different from each other. Can you tell us a little bit about these two sonatas? Let's start with number 12, and then we'll go back to number 3. Piano Sonata number 12, I find that first movement to be so interesting, and it sounds, even today, it sounds very fresh and almost contemporary. Would you agree with that?
It's very lyrical movement, and it's like a bel canto. Mm. And I think he used the very special harmony in this movement. I don't have a score with me, so I don't know which bar was it, but there are a lot of very special harmonies in this movement. And the second movement, you know, Mozart, when he played the piano by himself, he would often add the ornamentation when the music is repeated. And in recap of this movement, Mozart wrote down the ornamentation by himself. Mm. So it's a very good example that we can see his ideas.
Now, he was, I believe, in Vienna when he wrote the number 12, but the other one is much earlier, from the 1770s. How does the number 3 compare with number 12?
I think B flat major sonata is, I think it's a great piece, but not so often played.
Yeah. It's very difficult, right?
Every piece by Mozart are difficult. Especially, I really like the last movement of this sonata.
Mm.
It's rondo, and it's very humorous, bright, and it's like a real image of Mozart, what we normally think about.
Have you played these pieces for a long time? Are they new to you, or how long have you been performing Mozart's music?
Actually, I've played F major sonata since when I was 11 or 12.
Ah.
And concerto since when I was 17. And the B flat major sonata I learned like 3 years ago.
Okay.
So I can say I have been playing Mozart's music quite a lot. And especially these pieces, I can say I know quite well.
Going back to the concerto and talking about it in terms of opera and in terms of singing, I think it's great that you have Yannick Nézet-Séguin conducting, because he is such an opera conductor.
Yeah.
How was your collaboration with him?
It was my first time to play with him, and I really enjoyed, because he has such an imagination and He was so good at accompanying because I think he played a lot of opera and he understands the timing which I take. So I felt so comfortable and I really enjoyed, you know. And he's such a nice person. And normally when I did the studio recording, I felt nervous and I was quite stressed. But this time I can say I really enjoyed.
Yeah. Does it help that he is also a pianist, do you think?
Yeah, he told me that he played two concertos with the orchestra, and this D minor concerto and the Beethoven G major concerto.
Oh, yeah.
So he knows the piece so well.
Yeah. Well, it's such a beautiful performance. If people want to find out more about you, maybe on the web or social media, can you tell us where we should go?
Yeah, I have a website. You can find on Google, yeah. I think.
I'll put it on our website as well. Do you do anything on social media like Facebook or Twitter?
Yes, I have my Facebook page and Twitter and I think, yeah, Instagram also.
All those things. Okay. Yeah. We'll find them and put them on our website at WGTE.org. Pianist Sungjin Cho, whose latest all Mozart album from Deutsche Grammophon, three different works by Mozart. And Sungjin, thank you so much for joining us today here on FM 91.
Thank you very much.